Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. I am always thrilled when I have the opportunity to proclaim this gospel and to share some thoughts about it. This gospel text from St. Matthew is very personal to me and means a great deal. It's the gospel passage that I chose for my father's funeral over 19 years ago. It's the same gospel passage that I chose for my mother's funeral 10 years later. And when given the option, whenever I am presiding and preaching at a funeral, I always choose this gospel from St. Matthew because of the powerful, powerful message it has to give to all of the mourners present. What I have learned about it, it is not just a gospel that comforts us when and where we die. It's actually the gospel that comforts us when and where we live. This is the point. This is why I think it is so valuable for funerals, because at the time of a funeral, the grief is weighing so heavily upon the mourners that they are the ones that need to hear the invitation to bring their burdens to Jesus. Taking the last paragraph, the second paragraph of this passage, first, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." This is so comforting to hear. It is so reassuring. It is so compassionate on the part of Jesus. I believe it is very important, too, that we understand that line very, very clearly, because I have met people over the years of preaching who doubt that it's really true. I have met people who, because of their life experiences, because of the pain and suffering that they have endured in life, actually deny its truth. They don't believe they have received the comfort from God that they were looking for. And so I believe it's important that we take another listen to that. "Come to me, all you who are burdened and who labor, and I will give you rest. Come to me," he says. What I've often tried to share with folks when I reflect on that gospel is that Jesus did not say to us, "Come to me and I will take the burden away." He did not say to us, "Come to me and I will deny it for you, or I will bury it for you, or I will completely wipe it out for you so that it no longer exists." That was not the promise. The promise was a mysterious invitation into the being of God, where Jesus, representing God, says, "Come to me, come into my being, come into my heart with whatever it is that weighs you down, and I will be your aid. You will find a rest that you do not even know to look for. You will find a way of carrying that burden, even if you have to carry it for months or years yet, or for the rest of your lives. You will find a way to carry that burden that will feel lighter, because I will be carrying it with you. Come to me and I will give you rest. It may never go away, but it may also never have as much power over you as you feel like it has today, if you will simply come to me." What an invitation. What an invitation to the heart of God. That's probably why the church gives us this gospel on the day that we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart. That's probably why we have the Sacred Heart of Jesus to celebrate year after year, because it's a reminder that we find ourselves in the middle of the heart of God when we hear this gospel, who wants for us that we be freed from the weight of our burdens, even if we are not freed totally from the burdens. This may be why the first paragraph is given to us in today's gospel, where Jesus exclaims and gives praise to God the Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for having hidden these kinds of things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the merest children, revealed them to the little ones. It's only from the mind and the heart of a little one, an innocent one who knows meekness and who knows humility, that can find the answers to some of their prayers. Sometimes the wise and the learned are too analytical. Sometimes the wise and the learned try to match their intelligence next to God's, try to figure it all out when some things simply cannot be figured out. Maybe it's the little ones, the children, who are the ones who teach us. We need to find a way of depending upon our God in the times of our troubles that is more like a child and less like an adult. If we come to Jesus, we may not rid ourselves of the burden, but if we sincerely approach the heart of God through Jesus in a contemplative way, we will be able to find peace, even while we carry the same burden. If we come to Jesus, we will be able to breathe again. We will not feel as weighed down. We will feel lighter even as we carry it. The burden, even if it remains, will not have as much power over us as when we first bore it. Come to me and I will give you rest, he says. He never declares that he'll take it away, but that we will carry it differently. And as we do, then with Jesus, we too will be able to give praise and glory to God, trusting that God is with us no matter what for the rest of our lives.